of the game. So that's pretty interesting, isn't it?
And the fact is, we may not know until tomorrow if Derek Carr is going to play. So we'll figure that out. Anyway, as I told the guys on the club this morning that we were going to have kind of a common theme that ran through the program, and that would be sports, and it would be Raiders, and it would be Field of Dreams, and we've talked about it all. Coming up, we're gonna get back to politics, and we're gonna get back to insurance. And I am told, our crack production staff has told me that Sam Peters is waiting in the wings, and he's got another insurance pop quiz. Ooh, I love that. Absolutely love that. Sam Peters, if you don't know, is the owner of Peters Family Insurance. He's also a GOP candidate for Congress in CD4, and he's the former chairman of the Law Enforcement Loyalty Pack. We'll talk about that. A lot to talk about, in particular, a guy that has lots of military experience and a Bronze Star to boot. Sam Peters can talk about what's going on in Afghanistan and why it is so friggin' screwed up. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. The far left is waging a relentless assault on our core American values, pushing higher taxes, bigger government, dangerous sanctuary city policies, and extremist ideas like critical race theories in our schools. You're probably asking yourself, what can I do? Well, former Attorney General Adam Laxalt and his friends at Morning in Nevada PAC are hosting the 6th annual Bask Drive on Saturday, August 14th. And while the event is sold out, the good news is that you have the opportunity to watch it live, online, for free. The speaker lineup is top-notch, featuring some of our country's leading conservative champions, like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Senator Tom Cotton, American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp, and more. The Bask Fry is Nevada's largest annual political event, and there's still a chance for you to live stream all the action, and it's absolutely free. To register, just go to morninginnevadapac.org. That's morninginnevadapac.org. Check it out. Paid for by Morning in Nevada PAC.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. As Afghanistan begins to crumble, people begin to worry about what the Taliban will do once they grab control of the country. Georgetown professor Paul Miller, who is the National Security Council's Afghanistan director, says President Biden's decision to leave Afghanistan makes no sense.
Our presence there was actually achieving something. We were keeping the Taliban at bay and preventing al-Qaeda from reconstituting safe haven, keeping them on the run. And all of that will be undone now with our withdrawal. So I'm mystified why the president decided what he decided.
Officials have stressed that the Biden administration's decision to send 3,000 troops back into Afghanistan is limited to assisting in evacuation of American personnel, and they expect to complete it by August 31st. But that could change if the embassy is threatened by a Taliban takeover of Kabul by then. Infections of the new Delta variant of the coronavirus have severely affected hospitals in Mississippi. But at a news conference, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says no mandates on mask wearing in his state.
We're not going to have a statewide mask mandate. We're not going to have top-down statewide intervention at this time.
Mask mandates have become a roiling point in states such as Florida, Texas, and Mississippi. After months of holding on to power amid sexual harassment allegations and defying calls to resign, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo abruptly did just that on Tuesday. With Cuomo on his way out, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul is ascendant. She'll be handed a state roiled by scandal and contending with the Delta variant and pandemic-related housing crises. There are also questions about whether there'll be any further actions against the about-to-be former Governor Cuomo. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then just 3 months later, a U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others.
Anybody out there, we have a fallen angel. A fallen angel. Roger.
Fallen Angel, Extortion 1-7. The story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
Third-generation lawyers Alex and Orlando DeCastroverde built DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury on a legacy of fighting and winning for their clients. If you've been hurt, they will stand by you every step of the way, like family, because family would never let you settle for less than you deserve. DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. A Las Vegas woman was last night's big winner in week six of the Vax Nevada Days. Jennifer Y won the $50,000 cash prize. Michaela B from Reno won the $50,000 college savings plan. Vax Nevada Days winners are announced every Thursday through the 26th of this month, when the winner of the $1 million grand prize will be announced. All vaccinated Nevadans are automatically entered into the raffle. Now, come October 1st, the concert giant AEG Presents says ticket holders will need to be vaccinated or they won't be able to attend any of the show's venues, which the company owns and operates across the country. The company operates the theater at Resorts World Las Vegas. That's where Celine Dion opens in November. And the theater at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. Live Nation, another concert promoter with a major presence here, has said it is leaving the proof of vaccination concerns up to the discretion of the performing artists. Las Vegas pro sports teams have not announced any plans requiring proof of vaccination to attend events. The Raiders officials have made it clear that the mask mandate will be enforced for tomorrow's game.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, it is the rush hour. We do have some reduced speeds as you work your way through the resort area of Interstate 15. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour both directions between Tropicana and Owens. Slow flows on the Beltway, too. 215 westbound at the airport connector and 215 west at Tanea.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Also good to have my buddy Sam Peters, the owner of Peters Family Insurance and a GOP candidate for Congress in CD4. He is also the former chairman of the Law Enforcement Loyalty PAC, and he joins us. Sam, how's your week been so far?
Kevin Wall, it's been an amazing week, sir. Amazing week. Always good to be here with you. Thanks for having me on. Wrapping up Friday. My daughter is in town from Tennessee. She's an emergency room nurse, as you know. She's taking a little break with us this week, and hate to see her go, but she's flying back tomorrow. So.
Oh, that's sad. That is so sad. Sam, when people run into me around town and we talk about your appearances on the show, they say they love the insurance pop quiz. I can't imagine you would come to the radio studio today and not have a pop quiz, an insurance pop quiz. You got anything for us?
I wouldn't do that to you, sir. I've come prepared. So here's a question for you for the week from the insurance side of things.
Okay.
And the question is very simple. Do insurance agents like myself and the staff that work for me, do we control the rate that we give you when you call in and ask for a proposal on insurance? Is it us that controls the rate?
Oh, wow. I don't know. Do you?
We do not. We absolutely do not. It's a big misconception, and a lot of our customers, when they call in, and a lot of people in general will call in and will talk to us, and, you know, what kind of rate will they give us, and we'll ask questions like, you know, how's your rate currently, and they'll hold that back. And, well, I'm not going to tell you because you're going to try and manipulate the rate to beat what I got now, and that's just not the case. The reality is the company that underwrites the policies sets the rate through the Department of Insurance at each state. So all of the rates that are on file, they have to be approved by the insurance commissioner here in Nevada. The Nevada Insurance Commissioner has to approve all the rating factors. So when a proposal is received, that's what's been approved by our friends up in Carson City for us to provide to you. So
in other words, if you want to bitch about the cost of your insurance, don't complain to your insurance agent. Don't even complain to the insurance company. It's the insurance commissioner that has to approve right?
Well, I couldn't have said that better, Kevin. I could not have said that better, so thanks for saying it. The reality is I got some good news. I make that the pop quiz question today because there is some incredibly good news that I'm loving to share today, and that is that one of the companies, the big company that I represent at Peters Family Insurance, filed a rate change, and the Nevada Insurance Commissioner approved it, and we are taking a 10% auto insurance reduction beginning on August 23rd, and it's an incredible opportunity for people to give us a shout the 23rd or after and find out what that new rate looks like, because it's going down 10%, which is great, great news.
Boy, show me something where the price of the goods or service is going down. It doesn't happen in the midst of inflation like this, and you say you got 10% off?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm telling you, and you're right with the inflation that the Biden administration and everybody, you know, the Democrats are leading us to be able to give people money back is going to be a great thing.
I think that's a dynamite thing. I got to ask
702-870-4000 after or on or after the 23rd of August.
Give that number one more time.
702-870-4000. 870-4000.
There you go. I've got to ask you. There was an event, a three-day event in South Dakota. We talked to Annie Black yesterday from South Dakota, and she was all fired up. This symposium on the 2020 presidential election, Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, says that he's got the goods on all these people that have tried to change that election. Can you tell me what you know about that, and did anybody find a smoking gun after 3 days?
You know, I saw the opening video of the symposium. Unfortunately, I don't have 3 days. I'm in the midst of a campaign, family in town, running a business. I didn't have 3 days to step away and watch the whole thing. But here's what I do know. I do know that there is a ton of evidence from across the country, and a lot of it, Mike Lindell has done an amazing job in getting together. He's got expert witnesses. And when I say expert witnesses, I don't mean somebody that got paid to take the stand because they're smart. I'm talking people who spent years and years in military intelligence and cyber warfare that have gone through this thing, and they've got evidence that the machines were tampered with. They were connected to the internet. They were votes were changed, et cetera, et cetera. So, do I think he has a smoking gun? He probably does. The next question is, what's going to happen with it? And you know, unfortunately, we see it with the media. The media is controlling a lot of this. They haven't let the mainstream media carried zero of the Mike Lindell 3-day symposium, which is an absolute travesty. So, what's going to happen to it? Where's it going to go? It's still an uphill battle, and it's going to take patriots and fighters to get some movement on it. So one of the things that I did this week, I've been working on it for a while and making sure the wording was correct, that I researched the legalities of it enough so we could push this forward and really press on some action. Nevada revised statute says the Secretary of State of Nevada is the sole person who can approve mechanical vote calculating or counting devices, and we're talking about the voting machines at this point. She is the only person that can approve these things for use. So I sent her a letter yesterday, day before, 2 days ago, an open letter. It's on my website as well, and you can read it, and it basically says there is, you know, I've laid out a couple of pieces of the evidence and basically pointed out to her, look, there is too much at stake in these elections to be using devices, whether you think the Mike Lindell evidence is accurate or not, it really makes no difference. The public opinion is that these machines and the elections they need to be transparent, they need to be fair, they need to be accurate, and to make that happen, we cannot use machines that have a history of and evidence of manipulation and software being loaded on the machines that wasn't approved by the Federal Election Commission, and this is real stuff. This actually happened. It happened. You know, the state of Texas rejected these voting machines 3 times. The same ones we use here in Nevada. They rejected them 3 times over the last dozen years or so. It happened in Ohio. In Pennsylvania, in Fulton County, Pennsylvania, there was an audit of the machines where they found Microsoft SQL software was loaded onto machines, and that software makes it able to be manipulated so the software can change votes. It's proven that stuff exists, and if that stuff exists, you cannot justify using those machines with those conditions being existing. So again, I've pressed the Secretary of State to take a look at that, to understand that, and in that mindset, to reject the use of machines in the 2022 election, because we need it to be fair, we need it to be accurate, and all of the people like myself running for office, putting so much hard work into the community and the government to make a difference, we want a fair shake. The people, the citizens that are voting, they want their vote to be counted one time, and they want it to count the way that they've cast it. So I'm pressing the Secretary of State to do the right thing and cast those machines aside.
Intuition tells me that we would be taking a major step backwards, going back to, say, paper ballots. I mean, is that the only option, by the way, if we don't do the machines?
Well, I mean, there's paper ballots, or there's, you know, like they do in places like Afghanistan, you dip your finger in ink. There's a number of ways you can do this, but the reality of it is, if you know it's broken and you continue to use a broken system, you are still going to get broken results. So you have to make some changes. And unfortunately, you know, if we look at it as a step backwards, I don't. I look at it as a correct step forward. We need to straighten this thing out. We need to make sure that our elections are accurate. And again, one vote, one citizen, one vote. And that's the way it needs to be counted. And if we know that the machines are not counting it that way, we need to get rid of them.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Sam Peters, Peters Family Insurance. Here's the number, 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. More with Sam Peters coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Well, you used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump. But a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month. You get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Sam Peters continuing on with us from Peters Family Insurance. Big news in Afghanistan. We have added 3,000 troops to the effort there to abandon our embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan. The Taliban control, I think, almost half of the country right now. As a Bronze Star winner and a guy with a lot of experience in the military, what does this mean to you? Is this waving the white flag a surrender, or is it worse than that?
I don't know if it's quite waving the white flag a surrender, but it's not far off. This administration and their lack of leadership and just their tone deaf style of administering this withdrawal of troops. They've telegraphed it the whole way. You know, months ago when Biden came out and said, you know, we're gonna have everybody gone by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the reason why we were in Afghanistan to begin with. That was kind of the tipping of the hand on how poorly this was gonna go. And then, you know, shutting the lights off and leaving Bagram in the middle of the night, and just allowing the folks to start coming over the wall as the last military folks were leaving. This is something that was telegraphed to start happening as soon as the Biden administration started the process. And it's just shameful what's going on. You know, a lot of folks are likening it to what happened in the fall of Saigon in 75, you know, getting folks out of the embassy off the rooftops and as the last folks getting out of the country. I look back to this and look at it from a Benghazi-type scenario, and sadly, Biden was the vice president at the time. And, you know, what's going to happen? Because they're telling, you know, when a superpower asks Barney Rubble to please play nice and don't attack our embassy, it's just an embarrassment. It is an absolute embarrassment on the world stage on how this is all going down. And, you know, today we're seeing stories that the embassy staff is burning sensitive documents. It's over. It's done. The 20 years that we spent in Afghanistan, the thousands of American soldiers that died in those conflicts, all for naught. I mean, we got bin Laden, which was, you know, 10 years ago plus, and that was our objective initially. And, you know, we kept terrorist groups at bay for a period of time. And that's fantastic. But, you know, we've just created a vacuum, and the way this has gone down is just an embarrassment.
Did you ever question during your time of service or before or after, because it's been 20 years, obviously, since we got into this thing, if it's worth it? I mean, I don't see, there's no natural resources, there's no tourism, there's no nothing. A lot of the people can't read and write. You want to talk about a nothing happening place?
Yeah.
That's a nothing happening country.
Well, yeah, and you're right, and you're asking the question. The real question, you know, from a military perspective, is what's in a national perspective is what is the national interest? What is the national interest for us to be in Afghanistan? What is the national interest for us to have been in Iraq? And it was, you know, we can argue of what the Bush administration, when we went over to Iraq more fully in 2003, the first Bush administration when we went over in 1990, we can argue the reasons and why and all of that. You know, did we stay there because it was the oil? But we've been in a constant flux of conflict since 1990 and in the Middle East. So at some point along that way, our national interests became pet project political interests and not necessarily, you know, one that the military should have been involved in. I've said it a number of times, you know, our interest in Afghanistan, we went into Afghanistan because we wanted bin Laden. And it was a just and we wanted to get those terrorist groups and destroy them after what they did to us on 9/11. And in 2011, we did that. We got bin Laden. And it was, you know, so from 2011 until now, what have we been doing there? And we could have started this transition a long time ago and had a lot longer tail and a lot more success in it. But here's the other follow-on to that. It does come down to the will of the Afghan people. the Afghan people ultimately have to take control of their country. And as we're seeing right now, they have succumbed and they have given up to the Taliban. And again, at some point, we just have to say, look, this is your country. Take control. Because